was a topic that I must tell you, as I thought about it, it kept changing. We have had, I looked at it a little bit further back than just a year, because we had a big law that was enacted in the middle of 09,
yeah.
The Thrift Savings Plan Enhancements Act. We had three very big items in there that we implemented, beginning at the end of 09, immediate employer contributions, then spousal accounts, which we have put up in an interim mode, and just today the regulations published to finalize it. And then we had the automatic enrollment,
yeah,
with the opt-out. In addition to those legislative changes, of course, we have the new website, which is was a huge undertaking and which will serve us for many years into the future and give us great capacities that we have not had in the past. Now, when I first took a look at this, the one that jumped out at me was the immediate employer contributions, because it has been a problem really since the beginning of the program that people were not eligible, FERS employees were not eligible to collect employer contributions when they were hired. Initially, they couldn't even put in their own contributions when they were hired. They had to wait 6 to 12 months. Then it was opened up to allow them to put in their own dough, but they didn't qualify for the employer contributions for 6 to 12 months. And that has stayed with us, really, for 22 years.
Wow.
Because of the cost of it.
Yeah.
You might imagine it is a hefty price tag, and when it went through the Congressional Budget Office, it was $1.1 billion. So we started working on that in the 90s to try to get it. It was part of President Clinton's last budget in 2001, and we finally got it in 2009 just because of that cost. There was no question on the policy, and that everyone was in agreement on that. It was just a matter of cost. So that was my first thought, because it was a long sought after goal. And if you can smooth up your front end on getting people in, you know, you take care of a raft of problems right off the bat before they become problems. So that's what I was leaning toward. But then I saw the spousal accounts emerged as an issue this year among with the Employee Thrift Advisory Council.
Mm.
They raised that, and you know, their concept was these are people who have saved carefully and invested carefully throughout their careers. They pass away, and their spouses inherit those funds, and they've got to take them out of the TSP, which is a program they're all familiar with, and go and find some other place to put it.
These are people who spouses may be feds, but they're not a fed.
That's correct, yeah. And why would you force people to do that? Well, it's just because that's the way these plans evolved. But we decided that to ask Congress for it. Congress gave it to us, and lo and behold, there was a big market out there for it. Mm. It seems. And then finally, of course, we had the automatic enrollment from the legislative side, where it creates the opt-out program rather than the opt-in program. And then on the admin side, the new website. So as I went through all this, best of 2010 to figure out, but I have ended up with automatic enrollment, and here's the reason why. We put that up in August of 2010, and we have grown nearly 1% in participation since we put it up.
Mm.
When you're running at about 4.4 million people, 1% is a pretty big number. That's 40-some thousand people,
yeah,
who are going to be better prepared for their retirement. And the number continues to grow. We are just going to close up a gap in participation through that program, through the automatic enrollment, over the next 5 or 10 years, and continually and slowly raise our participation rate, now standing at 83.5% of FERS, and get it up somewhere in the high 80s.
And the other part of that is it, as you defray the costs of running the program over a larger pool, guess what? Everyone has to, it keeps the cost from having to go up.
That's exactly right, because we can spread them over more and more participants, spread the fixed costs. And more good news on that front, it looks like, although we're not at year end yet, it looks like we're going to come in around 3 basis points again for this year for
right.
the total cost, which is 30 cents per $1,000 of account balance.
And so as you look towards 2011, I know a lot of discussion about whether Roth, you got initial approval for Roth, but people saying, hold on, is this actually going to, a little concern about whether, given the environment that everyone's in, pay freezes and everything,
right,
whether they might change their mind.
Right, right. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. We are forging ahead on it. Our plan now calls for implementation in the first quarter of 2012. I don't think, you know, people are going to be focused on spending on Capitol Hill coming up. Remember, Roth is not a spending issue. It's
right.
actually a revenue issue. It speeds up the collection of revenue by the Treasury. So I think we're in good shape on that from that perspective. It's just that it introduces a very new complex matrix that people have to think about.
Yeah.
In terms of their future investments and what works for them. It's another complication in the program that, you know, can pay dividends over the years, but it's something we're going to have to focus on in terms of presenting it in a manageable fashion for people, and that participants are going to have to focus on to make the right decision for themselves.
Yeah.